Our next guest and our next speaker is a member of the Senate, Senator Mitchell McConnell, a Republican of Kentucky. Now, Senator, in your campaign, you called your public forums attacking your predecessor, Dee Huddleston, Dope on Dee. Unfortunately, many voters thought your first name was Dope. Ira, you wrote this one. I can tell by the way you're laughing. Many new senators spend years trying to make a name for themselves. You now must try to get rid of one. Tell us, Senator McConnell, what rhymes with Mitch? Just a newsreader, folks, as you know, suspicions confirmed. Mitch McConnell.
That was legendary TV news personality Sam Donaldson at the equally legendary Salute to Congress dinner, January 30th, 1985. And here's Mitch McConnell's retort.
Before the dinner began tonight, I had a chance to talk to Sam Donaldson and his lovely wife, Jan Smith. It was obvious that Sam and his wife have a lot in common. They're both in love with the same man.
Zing! And that was the first joke Mitch McConnell ever told on C-SPAN. Believe it or not, there were many more to come. And in this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly, we hear them. We recently remembered Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman by hearing his jokes, quips, and humorous one-liners. Now it's part two, balance. We hear a Republican senator telling jokes. So, once again, get ready to have a good time. It's the first ever Mitch McConnell Comedy Festival.
Hi there. I'm Jonathan from C-SPAN, along with my colleague, Ben. Since C-SPAN's founding 45 years ago, the media world has changed. Remember when there were just a few TV channels? Now we've got streaming, social media, apps, and more.
Through all of this, C-SPAN has stayed true to its mission of giving you unfiltered access to government wherever you get your news. As we navigate this challenging media environment with fewer people subscribing to traditional cable packages, our funding has been impacted.
That's why we're asking for your help to keep going strong for another 45 years. Please donate today at cspan.org/donate. Your contribution, large or small, helps ensure at least another 45 years of witnessing democracy in action.
Keep C-SPAN thriving in today's ever-changing media landscape. Visit cspan.org/donate to make your gift today. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
We return to that 1985 Salute to Congress dinner. Here's another rib tickler from Mitch McConnell.
As you probably know, I had a pretty tough campaign. The polls showed me down by 44 points as late as August. So I learned not to take the polls too seriously. Until after the election, I read about a Paris newspaper that conducted a major survey and asked French men what they did after making love. The results were indeed startling. 10% said they made love again. 15% said they smoked a cigarette. And 75% said they went home to their wives.
Okay, not much reaction from the crowd, but the young senator hung in there. He kept working the comedy clubs, or at least the Senate cloakroom, decades later. On June 27, 2019, after rising through the leadership ranks, he warmed up the crowd at the Faith and Freedom Conference.
Won't surprise you to know that I'm frequently asked what being the majority leader of the Senate is like. I've thought about it for a while, and I've come up with a perfect answer. It's a little bit like being the groundskeeper at a cemetery. Everybody's under you, but no one is listening.
Elected in November 1984, Mitch McConnell now has over 4,300 speaking appearances on C-SPAN, and he's been telling jokes from the beginning, even up to this year. On February 28, 2024, on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell announced he would be stepping down from his leadership post, and he did it with a joke.
I turned 82 last week. The end of my contributions are closer than I'd prefer. My career in the United States Senate began amidst the Reagan Revolution. The truth is, when I got here, I was just happy if anybody remembered my name. President Reagan called me Mitch O'Donnell. Close enough, I thought.
Actually, nearly 35 years earlier, Ronald Reagan himself made a joke about that mistake, the time he called Mitch McConnell Mitch O'Donnell. President Reagan appeared at a June 25, 1990 fundraiser for Mitch McConnell's first Senate re-election campaign. When he defeated incumbent Democrat Walter D. Huddleston in 1984, Mitch McConnell became the first Republican to win a statewide race in Kentucky since 1968. Here's President Reagan, June 1990 in Louisville, campaigning for Mitch McConnell.
Mitch, I bet you thought I was going to say Mitch O'Donnell again. That's what you get when you have an Irishman campaign for you.
By the way, at that 1990 lunch, Mitch McConnell told a joke about the food Ronald Reagan's successor as president, George H.W. Bush, hated, broccoli.
It is obvious that we did not consult the current occupant of the White House in putting together the menu for today's luncheon. I hope you all enjoyed your broccoli.
Mitch McConnell himself told jokes told by Ronald Reagan, like on August 15, 2007, speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum.
Reagan first earned national notice for this gift after a televised speech he gave on behalf of Barry Goldwater in October of 1964. The message he delivered that night was pretty much the same one he would bring to the White House 17 years later. And the first thing to say about it is that it was funny. Like when he said that a government agency is the nearest thing to eternal life we'll ever have on this earth. Or when he talked about the size of government, he didn't just throw numbers at you. He gave people an image they could take home with them, and one they could all relate to and laugh about. There are 2.5 million federal employees, Reagan said. No one knows what they all do. One congressman found out what one of them does. This man sits at a desk in Washington. Documents come to him each morning. He reads them, initials them, and passes them on to the proper agency. One day, a document arrived that he wasn't supposed to read. But he read it, initialed it, and passed it on. 24 hours later, it arrived back at his desk with a memo attached that said, "You weren't supposed to read this. Erase your initials and initial the erasure."
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now here's Mitch McConnell introducing his wife, Elaine Chao, a January 11, 2017 Senate confirmation hearing. President Trump nominated her to be Transportation Secretary.
Obviously, it's a great pleasure to be here today. Actually, Chairman Thune, it's probably not the first time the Majority Leader's been before this committee. I'm reminded of something Bob Dole said at the confirmation hearing for another transportation nominee. His wife, Elizabeth. We all remember Bob for having the best sense of humor ever of anyone who served here. This is how he began. He said, I feel a little bit like Nathan Hale. I regret that I have but one wife to give for my country's infrastructure. Well, that was Bob Dole for you. The nominee before us is extraordinarily well-qualified, incredibly capable, and she's got really great judgment on a whole variety of things.
Actually, we can hear Bob Dole himself tell that very joke that Mitch McConnell cited. January 26, 1983, the Senate confirmation hearing for his wife, Elizabeth. She was nominated by President Reagan to succeed Drew Lewis as Transportation Secretary.
I would just say that I've known the nominee for about 10 years, and I guess I feel a little like Nathan Hale. I regret that I have but one wife to give to my country's to my country's infrastructure. But in any event, TV dinners are a small price to pay for. Rebuild highways, and I think she's well qualified, and I plan to vote for her. Thank you.
And on August 14th, 1996, Elizabeth Dole herself repeated that very same joke when she talked about her husband Bob at the Republican convention.
They talked about Bob's incredible ability to bring people together and his tremendous sense of humor. And you know, that reminds me of the time that I was up for confirmation hearings before the one of the committees of the Senate for Secretary of Transportation. And my husband introduced me. And you know what he did to me? He sort of did a takeoff on Nathan Hale. He said, I regret that I have but one wife to give for my country's infrastructure. That's Bob Dole.
Before we get back to more Mitch McConnell jokes, a historical footnote. He and Bob Dole have more in common than just hilarity, both Senate Majority Leader and Minority Leader, and both with wives who are both Secretary of Transportation and Secretary of Labor. Okay, back to Mitch McConnell jokes. Now let's hear one-liners he told at the expense of Democrats. Here's one from his appearance at CPAC in 2013 and aimed at Hillary Clinton.
Don't tell me Democrats are the party of the future when their presidential ticket for 2016 is shaping up to look like a rerun of the Golden Girls.
On February 12, 2018, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer spoke at the University of Louisville's McConnell Center in Louisville, Kentucky. He was introduced by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
In his memoir, Chuck remembered his parents actually didn't want him to run. They thought the life of a corporate lawyer would be respectable and more comfortable. Well, Chuck, I've got to say that my life would have been a lot easier if you don't listen to your parents.
At a Senate judiciary hearing on June 3rd, 2014, Mitch McConnell appeared as a witness alongside another Democratic Senate leader, Harry Reid. The topic, campaign finance. Here's Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy to Harry Reid.
I know both you and Senator McConnell have a great deal of things in following the tradition of the committee. Let you both speak and leave. There will we'll have enough time for questions on the floor. So I thank you very much, Senator Reid.
And Mr. President, I want to make sure that my leaving doesn't take away at all from my friendship with Mitch McConnell, and you know, we've heard each other talk and criticize each other for years, so he won't be upset that I'm leaving.
No problem.
Speaking of campaign finance, that was the topic of Mitch McConnell's discussion at the National Press Club on March 19th, 1997. Answering a question, he told a joke.
Before coming to this luncheon, Senator McConnell was voting on a resolution calling for the Attorney General to name an independent counsel to look into White House fundraising practices. I'd like to ask you, how did you vote on that? And if you did vote for it, how does it square with your beliefs that Clinton, like any other candidate, should have been able to raise unlimited money?
Well, I think the president is free to raise unlimited money, provided he raises it from Americans. Provided it comes from American citizens.
and provided they don't turn the White House into Motel 1600.
Finally, one more clip of Mitch McConnell talking about campaign finance from February 21st, 2001 on the Senate floor, and this time he specifically mentions comedy.
I've been very pleased by the debate so far on this subject, and frankly somewhat surprised. The comedy in the Senate has been excellent.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. That was comedy, not comedy. That's very different. Never mind. And now, a bonus clip. We are running this Mitch McConnell Comedy Festival podcast right before the White House Correspondents' Dinner, held every spring in the legendary basement of the Washington Hilton. It's an event marked by humorous remarks and tongue-in-cheek towel snapping. Mitch McConnell has never told jokes there, but there have been jokes told about him. From the 2013 dinner, here's President Barack Obama.
Recently, I had dinner. It's been well publicized. I had dinner with a number of the Republican senators. And I'll admit, it wasn't easy. I proposed a toast. It died in committee. Of course, even after I've done all this, some folks still don't think I spend enough time with Congress. Why don't you get a drink with Mitch McConnell, they ask. Really? Why don't you get a drink with Mitch McConnell?
Will Mitch McConnell jokes be served up at the big dinner this year? Find out April 27th by watching and listening live on C-SPAN and C-SPAN Radio and on C-SPAN Now and online at cspan.org. That's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. Just a reminder, you too can produce your very own Mitch McConnell Comedy Festival. Just search the C-SPAN Video Library. Find other times he's told jokes, quips, barbs, and offered quick-witted repartee. Then throw your head back and roar in laughter as he brings down the House. Actually, brings down the Senate. For now, thanks for listening, and happy searching.